Hey friends, welcome back to the Work Your Wealth podcast, the show where we're teaching you how to make smarter choices with your money. I'm your host, Mary Beth Storjahan, certified financial planner and founder of Workable Wealth. Today on the show, we are going to be talking about a really popular topic when it comes to your money, debt. And I know a lot of you probably have some sort of debt. I know I have debt. I've got a mortgage. When it comes to the amounts and balances that you're carrying in terms of debt and the type of debt that you do have, it's really easy to get overwhelmed. It's really easy to feel like you're on an island alone. And I'm here to say that you're not alone. There's a lot of people that are out there in debt, but it's actually not a really good place to be. Being in a place where you owe other people a lot of money in a lot of different forms in terms of credit cards, car loans, personal loans, you know, health bills, mortgages. There's a ton of different debt that you can have, but having that mixture, yes, maybe it might help your credit score to have a few different types of debt that you pay on. Owing that much money and owing those types of amounts can actually be really detrimental to your financial health. And it can actually just put you in a different mindset and have you living a lifestyle that's beyond your means so that you're always in that catch-up place and that you're never able to actually take care of yourself. So today's topic is really important. This week on the show, I have Jackie Beck. Jackie is the creator of the App Store hit Pay Off Debt, which is an app that's helped more than 46,000 people use the debt snowball to break free from debt. She and her husband paid off over $147,000 of debt, including their house. So Jackie is a debt freedom expert. She's a great resource. She's actually somebody that I've spoken with at a conference before. We did a women's money conference back in, I think, 2016, 2015. We both spoke on different personal finance topics, but she is a wealth of knowledge when it comes to being realistic about paying down debt, how to pay down debt, the type of lifestyle that you can expect. So we dig into all of these topics today. I'm really excited to have her on the show. Jackie, welcome to the podcast.
Well, thanks so much for having me.
Yeah. So a little background, Jackie and I actually met earlier this year. We both spoke at a conference together, the Women's Money Conference in Nevada. So we got to learn a bit about each other and our stories and backgrounds, and that was a fun experience.
Yep, it was great.
Yeah. So I'd love if you could just tell us quickly about your app now, what you're doing, your business, thedebtmyth.com, a little bit about you.
Okay. You want the whole story.
The whole story.
All right. Well, I created Pay Off Debt back in, I believe it was 2009, and it helps people do a debt snowball. And if you're not familiar with that, it's basically where you put your debts in the order that you're going to pay them off. And typically people choose lowest balance to highest balance, but you can do it other ways too. The snowball part is where you put as much as possible towards the first debt in the list. And then when it's paid off, you take that money and put it to the next debt. And then so as time goes on, the amount you're sending into debt gets larger and larger and larger. And then so it goes faster and faster, like a snowball building downhill, like if you're making a giant snowman. And so that's actually kind of the same process that my husband and I use to pay off all of our debt, including our house. So it takes time, but as you get things paid off, it goes faster.
So. Yeah. So $147,000 of debt. How long did that take you?
Well, a long time originally, because we actually didn't start out intending to pay off all our debt. In fact, we really never added it up until we were done. But we originally just wanted to get rid of our credit cards. And so we had no idea what we were doing. And we like searched around, and we both ended up using separately because we weren't married yet. We ended up using consumer credit counseling service. And so like the first 17,000 or so took like 3 years. And then we sort of, you know, didn't worry about stuff beyond that and took a little time. And then we started paying off my student loan. I had actually gone through a period of unemployment. That was kind of a long time. And so when I finally got a job, like a part-time job, I don't know, I was making like $10 an hour or something. I thought, oh my gosh, I have so much money now. I'm going to pay off my student loan. And so that's really kind of where we got super motivated once, you know, I got rid of that and felt how great it was to, you know, no longer have to stress out about it if I became unemployed again. And so we just kept moving from there. So to answer your original question, it took about 10 years from the very first time we started paying something off till we paid off our house. But there were long periods in there where we were just doing fun stuff. To pay off our house, the last bit of it took about 3.5 years.
Wow. So that's still close to about $15,000 a year that you're paying off in debt.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. Like the first 3 years, we were barely paying anything. And then by the end, you know, we were like chomping away at that, at the mortgage, like super fast because we had no other debt.
Right.
So it gives you a lot more money.
Yeah, it's amazing how freeing it can feel once you eliminate, you know, once you start the rolling, you know, you have the one balance eliminated and you're rolling that money available into the next one. It's so fun to see, especially when I do it for clients as well, the debt payoff date, just how quickly you can eliminate those balances.
Yeah, it's super awesome. And a lot of people don't realize how quickly they can do it. And that's one of the things the payoff debt app shows. It like tells them exactly when they could be debt free based on what they've input, and shows like how much interest they're paying and all this other stuff. So it helps them out that way.
So you said you weren't married at the time that you guys started tackling the debt. Is that what you said?
Right. Initially. Yeah.
Initially. So how did that come up, I guess, in terms of your relationship, the debt that you were bringing into the marriage, and how did you guys come to the conclusion that you wanted to tackle your credit card debt?
Well, we were kind of both there already with wanting to tackle it. And so we were, you know, initially both had credit card debt and we were talking about it, you know, about how we were getting rid of it. So it sort of just, I don't know, maybe it's just natural for me to talk about money. I'm not sure.
We're comfortable with the uncomfortable topic.
Yeah, I guess.
Did you help to hold each other accountable then?
Yeah, we kept each other motivated, and you know, it felt good to be making some kind of progress at the time. So, and then, you know, when we did get married and I got super motivated about paying off my student loan, then, you know, he saw how I felt about that, and so he joined in too, and then we just started paying off more and more things.
That's amazing. So, what steps do you take now to stay out of debt?
Well, it's pretty simple. We don't borrow, first off. And that's the step so many people forget. It sounds really funny, but that's like the number one step if you want to get out of debt is don't borrow for anything, any reason. And then also because we're not borrowing, we only buy things with money that we already have. And it's a lot easier to have money when you're not paying, you know, I don't know, 7-20% interest on things. You know, you pay less for everything. And so we just basically, if we want something and we don't have the money, we save up for it. If we do have the money and we want it, you know, we evaluate what's important and then just get the things that matter to us.
So in terms of not borrowing, does that mean you don't have credit cards either?
I do have credit cards, but I do not have balance on them.
Gotcha. So you use them and then pay them off each month?
Yeah.
And that's wonderful. And a lot of people feel like they're so burdened with their debt that there actually is no way to get out of it. And so they mostly just carry that anxiety with them and the stress. And we've seen it. We saw it with the women that we spoke to at the conference. What would you say to somebody who's just feeling very burdened by their debt? How would you tell them to just get started?
Well, I think the most important thing to know is that there is hope. I mean, so many people are in a lot of debt, and first off, you're not alone, but second off, you can break free of it. Even if you don't know how, if you just pick something and stick with it and you stop borrowing, then you will get out of debt. I think a lot of people get really caught up in like, what's the best way to pay off debt, or not knowing where to start at all. And I would say the thing is, it doesn't really matter all that much as long as you do something and you stick with it. So I think I would start with something that feels like it might be doable. And for a lot of people, that is their smallest debt. Or it could even be like starting an emergency fund of some kind, because an emergency fund is like your anti-debt weapon there. So It's if you don't have that, that's where I would suggest starting. And that can be even as simple as like sending like even $1 a week towards an emergency fund. Anything will help. So I guess the message is there's hope and just start. You can do it.
Yeah, I think it's a mindset shift too. Just even if it is a small amount that you're sending on a weekly basis, it's getting into that habit of setting something aside and not touching it, or paying off a balance and not adding to it. So it takes time to train ourselves and our minds to actually get into that habit as well.
Yeah. And I think people need to realize too that you're going to have setbacks because you're doing something new and it is going to take time. But if something happens while you're, you know, trying to pay off debt and you have an emergency and you don't have the money, it doesn't mean like you're a failure. It means that you need to get creative, try to find a way to get the money, and, or maybe to do without whatever it is. I mean, I don't know, early on when I was paying off the credit cards, I blew the engine in my car, and it would have been really easy to go out and just get a car payment. But especially since I worked like 20 miles from home and there was no way to get there with public transit, and I had to take my son to the after school program and all this stuff. And it just, you know, it's, you can get creative. People will help you. If you ask for help, they will help you. It's kind of surprising.
I think that's the biggest thing. So often we feel stuck with the cards that we were dealt. So this is my income, this is what I have ahead of me, this is what I have to deal with, as opposed to going the creative route, like selling things on eBay or at a garage sale or doing some sort of side hustle to bring in additional income. So often we feel stuck with whatever the situation is, that it's hard to be creative to figure out a way out of it. But there's a lot of options available, especially with the internet today.
Yeah, that's for sure. And there's even things that you can do to make extra money for, you know, that do not have any startup costs, like pet sitting or, you know, babysitting, things like that. Just little things.
Isn't there mystery shopping and surveys you can take as well?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. You can do all kinds of stuff.
So in terms of the debt payoff timeline, so you paid off the credit cards, then you took a break, then you paid off the student loans, and then you took a break, and then you basically just went for the mortgage as well because it felt so great to pay off the student loans. Is that kind of how
it all went?
Yeah, my
husband paid off his car loan. And then actually at one point we decided, okay, so now we have paid everything off except for the house. And we decided we wanted to remodel the bathroom. And we had the money in the bank to do it, but we thought, oh, well, we'll be really smart and take out a 0% interest loan, because this was back when we actually earned a little money on savings account. And that's actually the point when we realized we don't want to borrow money anymore, ever, for anything, because it felt so bad to owe that money, even though it was 0%, and even though we had the money to pay it off, that we paid it off faster. It's just stressful. And so after that experience is when we really decided, oh, well, let's pay off the mortgage. And we had no idea how. So I thought, well, you know, I remember my husband saying, well, that sounds great, but, you know, how are we ever going to do that? Because we owed like, I don't know, $97,000 or something on the mortgage at the time. And I was like, well, I don't know, but let's just send something extra. So I think we started out sending an extra $35 a month toward it. And then it just grew and grew and grew over time. We sent more and more, made as many payments as we could. We made sure there was no like prepayment penalty or anything. And then it just kept going faster and faster.
So during that time that you were paying off the mortgage and even the student loans, were you saving as well?
Yeah.
And, you know, contributing to retirement or emergency funds and all of that?
Not while I was paying off the student loan. I did have a small savings that I had built up before I got laid off. And I actually ended up using the rest of that savings for the very tail end of my student loan, because I owed like almost $10,000 on my loan. And I ended up paying it off in like 5 months or something like that. Because at the end, I realized, you know, I have $4,000 in savings, and I'm just going to knock this out right now and be done with it. And then from that point on, yes, we did start building up savings, build up emergency fund, start contributing to retirement. We did all that while we were paying off debt. So it does slow it down, but I felt better doing that.
I think that's a big question that's out there and that I get a lot, and I'm sure you see a lot as well, is at what point in time do you stop saving to put all the money towards debt, or do you start saving again while you're also trying to tackle debt? And it is a question of numbers, and it's also a question of comfort level as well. So I always say, try to keep at least that $1,000 in your emergency fund something in your emergency fund, and then everything else goes towards the credit card debt. Or student loans are so huge these days that if we wait till those are paid off, I feel like people will be in their 50s when they start stashing away.
Yeah.
So it really is like a unique situation and what makes you comfortable. But I agree. I think knocking out some of that credit card debt and some of the big debt first, and then focusing more on building up your future savings is the route to go.
Yeah. And it also helped that while we were paying off debt, we really made an effort to make more money, to make it go faster, and also to be able to put more towards retirement. So like every time we got a raise or changed jobs or whatever, we increased the amount we were going to retirement and towards debt. So it really helped build up both of them.
So let's talk a little bit about your background in your career then. So at what point in time did you start the debtmyth.com and the app, and how has that all evolved? And I'm assuming that's where a lot of the income comes from now for you.
Yeah, from the app primarily. And so I started the app in 2009, and then I decided a few years later that, oh, it probably should have a website to go along with it. And so I created this website, and originally it was mostly just for the app to support it. But then I did turn it into, a site that actually helps people get out of debt. And so that was in 2011. And I'm working a little bit with a partner. We're having a program called Destination Debt Freedom. So that's going to be coming out to help more people get out of debt too.
So tell me a little bit about how the app actually works.
Well, you can download it from iTunes, and you input your all of your debts and their due dates, like on the 30th of the month, not or 15th or whatever, and what your minimum payment is. And then you also input how much extra you can afford to send towards the first debt in your list, because that's going to be your target debt, the one you want to knock out the fastest. And then you choose the order that you want to pay them off in. So you can do set to lowest to highest by default, but you can change it to be like whatever order you want, or highest interest first. And then it lets you you record the payments, and it shows you like how quickly you'll pay off each debt and how quickly you'll be completely debt free based on what you've input. And then you can also like set reminders to go off on your phone to make a payment or things like that. So it's very motivating, because you can see your balances go down, and you can see the impact of, well, if you can enter like a custom payment, what if I send this extra $20 towards this debt? You know, how much faster will it help me get out of debt? So you can see all of that stuff and try out the scenarios and then input them for real.
And so it takes into consideration the interest that's accruing on the debt as well?
Yeah, it does. It takes all that into consideration. And for mortgage debt, it also takes into consideration if a lot of people have their interest, taxes and insurance included too, the escrow. Mm-hmm. So it takes that into consideration too, and like deducts it. So because that portion really isn't going towards your loan, it's going toward taxes and insurance. So it takes that out for you.
That's amazing. So over 46,000 people have downloaded this app. And do you have any idea of how much debt people have paid off?
Oh my gosh. I asked a while back, I don't know, a few years ago, and the people who responded have paid off, I don't know, close to $2 million in debt.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah. So, and you know, a lot of people didn't respond.
So. Right. Yeah. So I mean, you can imagine that's a huge number out there. Awesome. And have you found that living like a debt-free lifestyle, paying off your debt, did it amount to a huge lifestyle shift for you? Was there a lot of change? Was there discomfort? How did you take that? How did you handle it?
Oh, it is amazing. I didn't really realize until like after we paid off our house, just like how much all that debt really weighs on you, because I had thought, oh, well, we paid off all this other stuff, but then realizing, you know, we don't have any debt. It was just like, you didn't realize how heavy all that debt was weighing on you until it's gone. And, it's very freeing in ways that you might not expect. Of course, you have more money available because you're not sending it all to pay all these debts, but it's freeing in the things that you are able to do with your life. I kept working at my job for a couple years after that because I liked it. And, you know, it's nice to be able to do something that you like because you like it. And if, you know, eventually I decided, no, I'm just, I don't have enough time. I want to keep working on my own stuff. So then I left my job. I mean, we've been able to travel more. I went on my dream trip to Antarctica, which is the most amazing place on earth that I have ever been. And it's just, I can't even explain how freeing it is, but I hope that everyone finds out for themselves.
So you found that it's allowed you to almost get more in tune with your values and things that are important to you, whether they take money or not to achieve them?
Yeah. And actually that whole process started while paying off debt too, because it's all about deciding, you know, you have X amount of money. What do you want to do with it? Like some days we traveled while we were getting out of debt too. Some days I really wanted to go to Paris, and some days I really wanted to pay the mortgage off. You know, it's a matter of thinking about how, you know, how does everything you're doing with your money align with what's important to you? So sort of we got practice with that during the process, and then it became much more obvious afterward.
And so there was a lot of conversations with your husband about what your priorities were. So there was balance there.
Oh yeah. We talked a lot about everything related to that, and what we really kept focused on, you know, why we were getting out of debt and the things that we would be able to do afterward that we couldn't while we were in debt. I mean, and also I talked to everyone under the sun about getting out of debt, but yeah, it really helps to keep that at the forefront, to remember why you're doing it.
I agree. I think I've said before, it's a little bit uncomfortable, but you're so much more comfortable on the other side. So it's a short period of discomfort for a lifetime of freedom.
Yeah. And it was interesting because I know I talk about money much more than most people, but along the way, I did notice how many people, when I would say, oh, yeah, we are paying off this or we're paying off that, how many other people would ask about how to do it and join in. And it sort of like became this like support group, even at work, of people talking about wanting to do the same thing. And so I would encourage people who, you know, do feel uncomfortable with it, that it might be a really good thing to talk about it with people.
I think that's huge. I think sharing the financial goals that we're working towards helps to hold us more accountable, helps to kind of tackle that discomfort that we have around it. And it also helps others to get on board too. It's such a hard topic to tackle. And I think so many people shy away from money and feel so much guilt and anxiety, especially around carrying debt, that they feel like it's a burden they have to carry on their own rather than seeking out help or building a support group to help them get through it and get to the other side.
Yeah, it really helps.
Well, great. So I do some wrap up questions at the end of these calls, and there's just a quick handful of them. So what's the most impactful financial advice you've ever received?
I would say I don't think I've gotten a lot of direct financial advice other than a former supervisor who told me to open up a 401k. So that was very important. I think most of it has been from observation. So I learned, you know, a lot of things like paying attention to money from my mom, and like my dad loves to bargain. And I learned that can be really fun. And, you know, I saw my grandparents start businesses. So got a lot of inspiration from watching people.
I love bargaining. My grandma is huge with bargaining, and I feel like I've picked up so much on that.
It can totally be fun.
Yes, it can. It can. What's the worst money advice you've ever received or heard given to someone else?
I would say things like, oh, you should use a payday loan to cover emergencies. That just makes me want to cry. No. So that's like probably the most terrible financial advice I have ever heard anyone give. There's nothing good about payday loans for anyone unless you're the lender.
Yes. Actually, I think you might be right. That might be the worst advice that I maybe have ever heard. Yeah, payday loans, for those listening, are not the route to go to get yourself back on track. Ew. So what's your favorite money mistake you made and why?
I have made so many money mistakes and I don't really like any of them, but of course, you know, you learn from all of them. And I guess if I had to pick a favorite one, it would be that I decided where to go to college without giving any thought to how much it was going to cost. And That's only my favorite money mistake because it accidentally turned out well. I decided to go to a cheaper in-state school versus a private out-of-state school because some of my friends were going there. But, you know, they saved me a lot of money by doing that. So not a good reason, but a good result.
No, I'm all about in-state public schools.
Yes.
That's what I did too. And then what does being wealthy mean to you?
Oh, to me, it means having my health because that is so important. It makes such a difference in your life. And being able to be free to do the things that matter to me. That really sums it up.
It's so interesting to ask this question, and I pose it in my Facebook group as well. And the responses, especially with the word wealth, you would think they would be financially related, but they're not. It's all about freedom of time, flexibility, health, time with family. It's been really interesting to hear and see people's responses to this question.
Yeah, I'm not surprised by that because that really is what's important.
Exactly. Okay, Jackie, so tell our listeners how they can contact you.
Well, they can go to my website. It's thedebtmyth.com. And it's The Debt Myth on Twitter and Facebook too.
Great. Well, thank you so much for being on the show and for sharing your story and about your debt pay down. I think this is really inspiring for our listeners.
Thanks for having me. It's been great talking to you.
Thanks for listening to today's episode of Work Your Wealth. If you liked what you heard, I'd love if you could head over to iTunes to leave a quick review and rating to share your thoughts on the show.